at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. For WROV, I'm meteorologist Alan Archer.
Full service radio, WROV, Roanoke, 1202, and I'm Pat Garrett. Huh? 7 at WROV. I'm Pat Garrett, and all the news guys here will pay you $5 if you come up with the best news tip of the week. So if you see some news going on, let us know. 345-NEWS. 1209 at 1240 WROV. I'm your all-night friend on the weekend, Patrick W. Garrett. I got some good news and some bad news for you. First, the bad news. The bad news is that I still haven't gotten my raise. The good news is that the paper boy still says he'll cash my paychecks for me. 1213 at WROV and Pat Garrett and the Roanoke Neighborhood Alliance can send an energy conservation program team to your very home to show you low-cost techniques that will help save money on your heating bill. If you'd like to hear more, I'm at 982-1240. 1240 WROV and Pat Garrett with your weather. Partly clear and warm through Monday with a morning low this morning at 50. Today's high 75 and look for a high Monday at 65. Right now we got partly clear skies at 54 at WROV. 1240 WROV and Pat with AWB. Thank you for your smiles. Average white man at WROV for you for love. It's 1223 and I'm Pat. I got a couple of sports scores for you. In high school football, it was Allegheny taking William Byrd 32-3. In the Eastern Hockey League, Salem Raiders came back and said, oh, yeah, Richmond, yeah, huh, and beat the Richmond Rifles 10-2 tonight up at the Salem Civic Center. I'll have NBA and NHL and some other college from today coming up a little later on for you on 1240 WROV. 1230 at 1240 WROV, Pat Garrett with the Eagles for you. It is very hard to lie with a straight face. Very much easier to lie with a curved body. It's the Eagles at 1240 WROV. Partly cloudy and warm through Monday with a low this morning at 50. Today's high 75 and a Monday high at 65. Partly clear at 54 now at WROV.
If I could say
1240 WROV. 1240 WROV and Pat with Billy Joel. Sometimes it's a fantasy. At 1240 WROV and your all-night friend Pat Garrett, your chance to pick up a couple of movie passes playing either mystery music or trivia. I haven't made up my mind which one I'm going to give you yet, but that's going to be coming up in a couple of minutes on WROV. Partly clear at 48 at 1240 WROV, Roanoke, your full-service radio station. 1 o'clock and I'm Pat Garrett. 104 at WROV with Pat Garrett at 982-1240. You know, your office bunch can be eligible to go out to lunch with your bearded buddy, Rob O'Brady and GD Graffiti. All you gotta do is sign up your office bunch any morning with Rob on WROV. 1240 WROV and your friend Pat Garrett, I want you to know the annual Marine Corps Reserves Toys for Tots program is going on now through December the 15th. Drop off your donations at any Valley Fire Station. 1240 WROV and Pat with Jimmy Hall. 114 and Pat Garrett, I have got two VIP theater tickets for you in Mystery Music. If you could tell me the name of this song and the artist and be the first to do it at 982-1240. Aw, come on. I am embarrassed at you people. I like to think that I have got the smartest listeners in the whole town. But you people are coming close to letting me down. Now, what was that? And who did that? Come on, you can get a couple of movie tickets for free if you're the first to tell me. 982-1240 WROV. Come on, let's hear it now. I never did love like this before. That's Stephanie Mills at WROV. And finally, I got to hear from some of you people. You're out there after all, and I thank you for calling. But the first that let me know that the song that I played a couple of minutes ago was Carole King, and It's Too Late, was Donna Larson of Twilight Road in the Northwest. And for being the first to get up and call me and let me know she was there and that she knew the answer, we're going to be sending her the two VIP theater tickets. And you'll have your chance to win at Mystery Music a little later on 1240 WROV. And I got your weather for you while I got you here. It's going to be partly clear and warm through Monday. Look for a low this morning about 47 or 48. Today's high 75 and a high Monday at 65. Right now it is 48 at WROV. 126 at 1240 WROV and Pat Garrett playing Player. Baby, please come back. on the tradition of bringing you only the best music. WROV plays for you straight from the Lone Star State. Willie Nelson.
On the road again.
With Honeysuckle Rose, Willie Nelson at 1240 WROV.
Oh, yeah, she's acting happy.
Roanoke Valley weekend weather, partly clear skies and warm through Monday with a low this morning about 45. Look for a high today at 75, a Monday high 65. Right now, partly clear at 47 at WROV.
Talking.
1240 WROV. 10 to 2 at WROV with Pat Garrett at 982-1240. I thought you'd enjoy some Boz Scaggs this morning. Partly clear skies at 47 at 1240 WROV Roanoke, your full-service radio station. 2 o'clock and I'm Pat Garrett. 204 at 1240 WROV and I'm Pat Garrett. And in Garrett's gridiron guesses last week, I was 9-5. And I'll be picking the pro games coming up later on this afternoon, a little later on this morning on WROV. WROV and I'm Pat Garrett. I can fix you up with your choice of a puppy or a kitten for free. 982-1240. 211 at WROV. Here's a new one from Mac Davis. It's called Texas in My Rearview Mirror. WROV plays John Phillips and the Mamas and the Papas. Roanoke Valley weekend weather partly clear this morning with a low at 46, then partly clear again today with a high at 70, and staying partly clear through Monday. Look for a Monday high at 65. Right now, partly clear at 47 at WROV. 222 at 1240 WROV. You thought it would never come. Not now! It's sports time, and I've got all the scores, every single score there is that you'd ever want to know right here. And I'll start with the pro basketball scores, okay? In double overtime, it was Denver over Chicago, 130 to 126. San Diego beat Portland in overtime, 110-106. It was New York over Utah, 109-102. Phoenix beat Houston, 116-115. San Antonio over Los Angeles, 112-109. New Jersey over Atlanta, 115-111. Detroit beat Dallas 101-73, Kansas City over Cleveland 111-106, Golden State topped Indiana 118-111. In the NHL, Philadelphia took Hartford 5-4, Buffalo and Washington tied up at 3, Calgary beat St. Louis 4-2, it was Montreal over L.A. 3-0, Pittsburgh over Detroit 5-3, Vancouver took the Rangers 6-4, Islanders over Chicago 7-3, and Toronto Maple Leafs and Colorado tied it up at 3. And moving over here, in top 20 college football today, Notre Dame tied Georgia Tech 3-3. Georgia beat Florida 26-21. Florida State beat Virginia Tech 31-7. It was Southern Cal over Stanford 34-9. Nebraska beat Kansas State 55-8. Alabama over Louisiana State 28-7. It was Ohio State taking Illinois 49-42. UCLA lost to Oregon. Oregon won it 20-14. Pittsburgh beat Louisville 41-23. Penn State over North Carolina State 21-13. Oklahoma took Kansas 21-19. Michigan beat Wisconsin 24-0. Was Brigham Young over North Texas State 41-23. North Carolina beat Clemson 24-19. South Carolina over the Citadel 45-24. Baylor over Arkansas 42-15. It was Purdue taking Iowa 58-13. Southern Methodist did it to Rice 34-14. Mississippi State, who was ranked number 19, did not play. Florida lost to Georgia. Georgia took it 26-21. Virginia college football, it was Appalachian State tying up VMI 16-16. Rutgers over Virginia 19-17. Harvard over William & Mary 24-13. In case you missed it a couple seconds ago, Florida State took Virginia Tech 31-7. East Tennessee over James Madison 28-23. Bridgewater over Randolph-Macon 27-25. Emory and Henry beat Center 23-7. It was Coast Guard over Hampton-Sydney. Salute when I say that. 38-22. Maryville over WNL 23-20. Liberty Baptist over Moorhead State 23-20. Hampton Institute took St. Paul's 28-18. Norfolk State over Virginia State 32-29. Virginia Union over Morgan State 40-7. And Ferrum over Montgomery College 21-0. Only high school game, Allegheny beat Byrd 32-3. And in the Eastern Hockey League, the Salem Raiders did it to the Richmond Rifles 10-2. And that's it, sports on WROV. 1240 WROV and Pat Garrett playing music for Riverland in the Southeast. Well, how are you there? It's 20-3 at WROV, and I'm Pat. I got your weather for you. Partly clear the rest of this morning. In fact, all the way through Monday with a morning low at 46. Today's high 75. Low tonight at 47. And Monday's high 65. Right now it's partly clear at 47 at WROV. WROV. And now it's time for Garrett's Gridiron Guesses, the most unscientific pro picks possible anywhere. Don't ever, ever bet money on any one of these, okay? Well, I was 9-5 last week, and for the season so far, 78-48. Kind of mediocre, I guess. And for today, I like St. Louis over Atlanta. My upset of the week is going to be the Jets over Buffalo, okay? Oakland over Cincinnati. I like Baltimore over Cleveland. The Cowboys ought to beat the Giants. I like San Diego over Denver. Minnesota ought to beat the Detroit Lions, I think. Seattle should take Kansas City, and I think L.A. Rams shouldn't have too much trouble with the Miami Dolphins. Philadelphia looks like they're doing pretty good, and I'm going to take them over New Orleans because New Orleans doesn't look like they're doing pretty good. Pittsburgh ought to be able to beat Tampa Bay. And Green Bay's playing in Milwaukee against the San Francisco 49ers. And I think the Packers are going to win that one. I like Chicago over the Redskins. Don't hate me for that one. I have to pick it that way. I like it better. I like Chicago. They look a little stronger to me. And Houston ought to be able to take New England on Monday night. And so next week on Garrett's Gridiron Guesses, I'll tell you how we did. And I'll also tell you about my friend, the football player, and the time he went out on the date with the beautiful girl. He told me he didn't make a lot of passes. He just went straight up the middle. Some really good stuff right here for you. You might even want to stretch your imagination a little bit and call this some new Eagles music. This is one of the original Eagles that left them a couple of years ago. Here's Randy Meisner.
Just Alan Archer.
Partly clear and 47 at Full Service Radio, WROV Roanoke, 3 o'clock, and I'm Pat Garrett. WROV, I'm Pat Garrett, 982-1240. Never. 306 at WROV. My name's Pat. Hi there. How are you? The Roanoke Valley Science Museum Science Film Series presents The Incredible Flight of the Snow Geese. You will not want to miss this thriller today at 3 at the Science Museum. The best part about it, admission's free. WROV plays Styx. 1240 WROV, the two of us, we're quite a pair. I bet you thought Dolly Parton did that song, didn't you? It's 313 and I'm Pat at 982-1240 if there's anything I can do for you. Oh, mother, say a prayer. Roanoke Valley weekend weather. Partly clear this morning with a low at 46, and then staying partly clear today and then all the way through Monday, in fact, with a high today at 75. And look for a low tonight about 47 and a Monday high at 66. And right now it's partly clear at 47 at WROV. 321 at WROV with Pat Garrett and Cliff Richard and Dreaming. Freud would like this song. He analyzed dreams a lot. I always had one dream I wanted to have analyzed. I dreamed I died and went to heaven and God sneezed, and when he did, I didn't know what to tell him. 1240 WROV, I'm Pat here. I'd like to say hi to the guys working all night tonight at Amoco who want to cook with some Rick Derringer. Hey! 77 at WROV. I'm Pat Garrett. I got sports scores if you need them. 982-1240.
Just because you've been calling me.
What I want to know is if she shopped around, how come she married a guy that wears dumb-looking captain's hats around all the time? It's a Captain and Tennille at 1240 WROV. WROV had a good day yesterday, Saturday afternoon. We all got together and took the boss up to Mill Mountain Zoo, and we lost him. A few minutes later, we found him arm wrestling the chimp for his peanuts. Before four, happy Sunday morning to you. I'm Pat Garrett at WROV with the Pure Prairie League. Partly clear this morning, today, and all the way through Monday, as a matter of fact. Look for a low this morning, 46. High today, 75. And a Monday high, 65. Shot up a couple of notches. It's partly clear and 51 now at WROV. 1240 WROV and Pat Garrett with Chicago. And baby, what a big surprise. You didn't tell me you had a husband. 1240 WROV and Pat Garrett playing Super Tramp. 8-4 at 1240 WROV and Pat till 5 o'clock at 982-1240. Good morning, it's 5-4 and I'm Pat Garrett reporting WROV 24-hour news. Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin arrives in New York this morning for a 10-day visit to the United States. His trip will include visits with Jewish leaders and a session with President Carter. Before leaving Tel Aviv, Begin said he would have liked a meeting with President-elect Ronald Reagan, but he says he understands that this is not the proper occasion for such a meeting. Chicago's Mayor Jane Byrne wants big city leaders to show Ronald Reagan that they're ready and willing to work with him. She and Gary, Indiana Mayor Richard Hatcher have invited 30 mayors for a meeting in Chicago this Thursday. Byrne, like most big city mayors, is a Democrat. She reluctantly supported President Carter's candidacy after backing his rival, Senator Edward Kennedy. David Rockefeller, president of Chase Manhattan Bank, is in Argentina for a meeting with the bank's 65 board members. On the agenda, selection of a new chief executive to replace the 65-year-old Rockefeller. The bankers are meeting through today in Puerto Iguazo. At a news conference, Rockefeller predicted that relations with Argentina, as well as all the world, will improve under the Reagan administration. U.S. relations with Argentina's military regime have been somewhat strained by Carter criticisms of alleged human rights violations. Rockefeller says Reagan is a more pragmatic man who will deal with other countries as they are, rather than trying to change them. Reagan's in seclusion at his Pacific Palisades home in Southern California. Today, he and his wife Nancy plan to fly to their Santa Barbara ranch for a 5-day vacation. A Reagan aide says the trip will be completely private. Reagan doesn't plan to come down off the mountain, and his staff doesn't expect anyone going up there to disturb him. One of President Carter's closest advisors will return to Georgia early next year to take a 1-year appointment at Emory University in Atlanta. Hamilton Jordan will write and lecture on practical politics. Jordan said he would have left the White House even if Carter had won, because 4 years was enough. Personal income was up in the second quarter, but prices were up even more. The Commerce Department reports that income from April to June rose at an average of 1.1%, but inflation rose 2.6%. Florida and Louisiana came closest to keeping even with inflation. Worst off was Michigan, where personal income declined 1.1%. Insurance industry figures show the highest injury claims resulting from auto accidents involve three small Japanese-made cars, the Datsun 200SX, the Plymouth Aero, and the Datsun F10. The current industry publication, Status Report, says injury claims generally decline as cars get larger, but there are exceptions. Claims involving two small cars, the Volkswagen Dasher and the AMC Pacer, are less frequent than average. We'll have a look at the weather with Alan Archer coming up.
You can become lonely or deep.
10 to 15 miles an hour for WRLV. I'm meteorologist Alan Archer.
Partly clear skies, 51 at PD Bottom at Full Service Radio, WROV Roanoke, 4 o'clock, and I'm Pat Garrett.
Cold late nights, so
oh. 405 at WROV, I'm Pat Garrett, and today we're saluting and saying thanks and sending $5 to Roanoker Robin Holdren, excuse me there, Robin Holdren, who saw news happen and let us know at 345-NEWS. Yeah! WROV plays Diana. WROV and Pat Garrett playing one of my favorite men of all time, Johnny Lennon. Roanoke Valley weekend weather partly clear the rest of this morning and today and really all the way through Monday. Look for a low this morning, 46. Today's high, 75, and a Monday high, 65. Right now, partly clear at 51 at WROV. 419 at WROV and Pat with Jackson Brown. Look at some sports coming up in a couple of seconds on 1240 WROV. 426 at WROV and Pat, and I got major league sports for you. The NBA, it was Denver over Chicago, 130-126, double overtime in that one. San Diego beat Portland, 110-106 in single overtime. It was New York over Utah, 109-102. Phoenix took Houston, 116-115. San Antonio did it to L.A., 112-109. It was New Jersey over Atlanta, 115-111. Detroit took Dallas, 101-73. Kansas City beat Cleveland, 111-106. Was Golden State taking Indiana, 118-111. In the NHL, Philadelphia Flyers beat Hartford, 5-4. Buffalo and Washington tied it up at 3. It was Calgary over St. Louis, 4-2. Montreal Canadiens beat the LA Kings, 3-0. It was Pittsburgh over Detroit, 5-3. Vancouver over the Rangers, 6-4. Islanders beat Chicago, 7-3. And Toronto Maple Leafs and Colorado tied up at 3 apiece. I got top 20 college here, and I'm not going to go over those now. If you need one, give me a call at 982-1240. I am going to give you the Virginia college from today, though. Appalachian State and VMI tied up at 16 apiece. It was Rutgers taking Virginia, 19-17. Harvard over William & Mary, 24-13. Florida State, I believe the number 3-ranked team, beat Virginia Tech, 31-7. East Tennessee over James Madison, 28-23. Bridgewater beat Randolph-Macon, 27-25. Was Emory and Henry over Center, 23-7. Coast Guard over Hampton, Sydney, 38-22. Maryville beat W&L, 23-20. Was Liberty Baptist over Morehead State, 23-20. Hampton Institute took St. Paul's, 28-18. Norfolk State over Virginia State, 32-29. Virginia Union over Morgan State, 47. And Ferrum took Montgomery College, 21-0. And in high school football, the only Valley game we had today, Allegheny beat William Byrd 32-3. And in the Eastern Hockey League, the Salem Raiders did it to the Richmond Rifles, and that score was 10-2. And that's it, sports at WROV. 25-5 at WROV, and Pat Garrett playing Harry Nilsson. Everybody's talking. 1240 WROV, and Pat Garrett at 982-1240, bringing you some Stephanie Mills. Through Monday, look for a low this morning about 46 and a high today at 75. Tonight the low ought to be 47 and Monday should get to about 65. 51 now at WROV. 1240 WROV. WROV and Johnny Nash, I can see clearly now. It's 13-5 and I'm Pat Garrett and I've got some Queen coming up. Your office bunch can go to lunch with Rob O'Brady at GD Graffiti. All you gotta do is sign up any morning with Rob on WROV. 9-5 at WROV, I'm Pat Garrett, and that's gonna do it for me this morning. I'll see you next week. Good morning, it's 5-5, and I'm Pat Garrett reporting WROV 24-hour news. Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin arrives in New York this morning for a 10-day visit to the United States. His trip will include visit with Jewish leaders and a session with President Carter. Before leaving Tel Aviv, Begin said he would have liked a meeting with President-elect Ronald Reagan, but he says he understands that this is not the proper occasion for such a meeting. Chicago's Mayor Jane Byrne wants big city leaders to show Reagan they're ready and willing to work with him. She and Gary, Indiana Mayor Richard Hatcher have invited 30 mayors for a meeting in Chicago this Thursday. Byrne, like most big city mayors, is a Democrat. She reluctantly supported President Carter's candidacy after backing his rival, Senator Edward Kennedy. David Rockefeller, president of Chase Manhattan Bank, is in Argentina for a meeting with the bank's 65 board members. On the agenda, selection of a new chief executive to replace the 65-year-old Rockefeller. The bankers are meeting through today in Puerto Iguazo. At a news conference, Rockefeller predicted that relations with Argentina, as well as all the world, will improve under the Reagan administration. U.S. relations with Argentina's military regime have been somewhat strained by Carter criticism of alleged human rights violations. Rockefeller says Reagan is a more pragmatic man who will deal with other countries as they are, rather than trying to change them. Reagan, meanwhile, is in seclusion at his Pacific Palisades home in Southern California. Today, he and his wife, Nancy, plan to fly to their Santa Barbara ranch for a 5-day vacation. A Reagan aide says the trip will be completely private. Reagan doesn't plan to come down off the mountain, and his staff doesn't expect anyone going up there to disturb him. One of President Carter's closest advisors will return to Georgia early next year to take a one-year appointment at Emory University in Atlanta. Hamilton Jordan will write and lecture on practical politics. Jordan said he would have left the White House even if Carter had won, because 4 years was enough. Personal income was up in the second quarter, but prices were up even more. The Commerce Department reports that income from April to June rose an average of 1.1%, but inflation rose 2.6%. Florida and Louisiana came closest to keeping even with inflation. Worst off was Michigan, where personal income declined 1.1%. Insurance industry figures show the highest injury claims resulting from auto accidents involve three small Japanese-made cars. The Datsun 200SX, the Plymouth Aero, and the Datsun F10. The current industry publication Status Report says injury claims generally decline as cars get larger. But there are exceptions. Claims involving two small cars, the Volkswagen Dasher and the AMC Pacer, are less frequent than average. A look at the weather with Alan Archer is coming up.
This is Charlotte Kidd, Extension.
Currently partly clear skies and 51 at Full Service Radio, WROV Roanoke, 5 o'clock, and I'm Pat Garrett. Good morning.
This is Howard Cosell.